Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.
Here's what's going on in the NHL. Early second period, no score. Detroit and Boston. Jake DeBrusk is playing for the Bruins, even though he's requested a trade. After the first, Capitals lead the Panthers 2-1. Early second period, Sharks up 2-0 on the Devils. New contract today for Jack Hughes, 8 years, $64 million. The Edmonton Oilers canceled practice this morning as defenseman Cody Ceci has gone into COVID protocol. Oilers head coach Dave Tippett said this on Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer earlier today.
Read and react, yeah. We've been pretty fortunate. We haven't had much of this inside, but we had a positive test this morning that's going to get retested, and we just felt like out of abundance of caution, we wanted to make sure that kept everybody away today until we can figure out exactly what's going on. So we'll deal with it internally here and see where it comes out and get ready to play tomorrow.
All right, so the morning skate scheduled for tomorrow, and then the game, of course, Furnace Family Oilers Hockey Face-Off Show at 6, puck drop at 8, Crosby against McDavid, Oilers against the Penguins. Should be a good one, and hopefully no more COVID protocol situations for the Oilers here between now and then or at any other point in the season, of course. He joins us every week on Inside Sports. He's powered by Sentinel Storage. Shop Canadian, store Canadian. Try 4 weeks free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca. Former NHL goaltender and current broadcaster Kelly Rudy, as we look back on one of Kelly's career highlights.
Presenting the custom-crafted Silver Tiffany Trophy to the Sheraton Player of the Month. With a record of 8-3-2 and a record of 6-1-1 at home, including a shutout of the Chicago Blackhawks, a goals against average of 3.40 and a save percentage of 839, the Sheraton Player of the Month for February, Kelly Rudy.
Yes, he will now be introduced. The Sheraton Player of the Month for February 1992. Apparently that announcement being made in an empty arena.
Well, I remember that, you know, that's a special moment, but listen, how, you know, you get that award, how can they get your stats wrong, right? Like you go 6-1 and one stretch I had a shutout, and then he says I had a save percentage of, what, 839 or something?
Yeah.
That's impossible. Like, well, oh, my gosh.
It was a different era.
939. Right.
it was a different era. So that was 91-92. What was your save percentage for the year? 897, which of course, if people don't remember, I mean, that was pretty,
solid. Anytime you were hovering around nine back then, that was spectacular. Right. And then, a little bit later, it was creeping up. I think one year I finished with a 910 save percentage, and it was different. Like I had, tons of shots and so on. But yeah, nine was the standard. I think I finished third one year in save percentage with the Islanders, and if I'm not mistaken, Rita, I might have had 903. So that tells you the difference in the eras, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you had an 85-86, you were 906.
So, 906, yeah. Okay, yeah. And yeah, I do specifically remember I was third in the league that year, so, yeah. And now 906 might keep you out of the league, really.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you wouldn't be the number one goalie on the team, that's for sure. You'd be the backup.
Right?
I watched that video. Now, you say you remember that. I know you have a great memory, but like you, in the clip I saw, you looked so disinterested to skate out of your crease, take your helmet off, shake that guy's head.
And I was, simply because I was a guy that really had to prepare differently than most, because the game didn't come naturally for me, right? So I had to really be in the moment, and so when I was told I was being awarded that and that I'd had to skate to center and also take off my mask, which I never did. I wouldn't even take off my mask during the national anthems. I was just so into the job itself. And so I was like, oh gosh, I guess I have to do this because it's sponsored and this is an important thing. This is one of our partners and so on. But yeah, it wasn't a favorite moment. Although I really have to admit, I'm awfully proud to win that. And it's still in my office here in Calgary right now.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. But I figure you must have multiple things like that for, well, I guess you didn't have the Molson Cup on the teams you played for, but that would be the equivalent, right? Sort of what you won.
It was the equivalent, yeah. And we had, monthly awards. We also had team awards at the end, which they don't do anymore, but those were really special. And so typically, you'd have the team MVP and most Mr. Hustle or whatever, or most popular, all these different awards. You'd have five or six or seven, depending on what team you were. And that's a real honor, right? It's a real credit to your play and so on. So those were important. So, you'd be surprised if you're in my house. There's almost nothing about hockey in our house other than just in my office. And then I only have a few things. I don't have tons. In my office, in my house here in Calgary, in fact, there's more things about the Rocky Mountains and the history of the explorers and so on. There's topo maps of Banff Jasper and Yoho and Kootenay and all that. So I'm more into that than, displaying some hockey things.
Yeah. Kelly Rudy joining us tonight on Inside Sports. Okay, interesting week. We're probably not going to be able to cover everything. Have you ever been bitten in a game?
Oh, of course not. But I was – that's so offensive, right? I mean, now there are circumstances, and Kevin Bieksa kind of talked about it. If you're in a fight and the guy kind of fish hooks you, and you would, impulsively probably bite back, right? Because of the guy's already sticking his fingers in your mouth. I remember PJ Stock, this was after the incident in the Stanley Cup Finals in 2011 between Vancouver and Boston. And I was chatting with PJ, I might've been having a glass of wine. And I said something, have you ever done that? And he goes, of course. I mean, the guy was sticking his fingers in my mouth. What else are you going to do? But this was different, right? The one on Saturday with Lemieux, where it at least appeared to us that Tkachuk just had his hand kind of by his face. And I personally think, this is my opinion, that Lemieux had to sort of go out of his way and not bite once, but twice, allegedly. So, and they're clearly in the video, you could see blood.
Yeah. Rob Brown that night said that, I don't know if I'm going to get the games right. He said Lemieux should get a 25-game suspension for fighting and 10 more for being an idiot.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know about the 25 for fighting, but yeah, the 10. In fact, that's what I said on Saturday. I said, I hope he gets 5 games, but I'd be even happier if he got 10 games, because there's no room for that in any sport whatsoever.
Yeah. Oilers beat Vegas, obviously, that night. Wow. Mikko Koskinen. And again, like, the Oilers have not started games well, Kelly. And I know we're only a quarter of the way in, and they're still winning most of the time. And Craig McTavish is coming up in the next segment of the show, and he said a couple weeks ago that as a coach, he almost wouldn't want to bring something like that up because he wouldn't want players to be overly fixated on the beginning of the game. He just wanted them to go out and play. But they didn't start well in Vegas. Koskinen held them in there. And then, an entertaining game, and the Oilers able to figure it out for the 3-2 win.
Man, I am so on board with what Mac T is saying. So I think I've shared this with you before, but you probably have some listeners that haven't heard this story. So when you're going through a stretch like that as a player, I'd personally hope that the coach doesn't bring it up, because we're aware of it, right? We're pretty much aware of whatever we're going through. We know if we're starting poorly, we understand that. We know if we end road trips poorly. I remember one year in L.A. We actually had quite a good road record, but for whatever reason, well, we had long road trips back then. Back then, you'd play at home for 2 weeks and go on the road for 2 weeks, and that was just what you did all season long, right, basically. And so I remember our coach, Barry Melrose, because our win-loss record in the last game of those long road trips was terrible because we're all super excited about getting back home, right? And so Barry brings it up, and I'm thinking to myself, I know that. I know that I'm bad on the last game. You don't have to keep bringing it up. I'm trying to work through this. But my point is, when I had Daryl Sutter in San Jose, there's this one tiny stretch where Mike Vernon and I got off to a bad start in every game we played for about 5 or 6 games. And unfortunately, we either let in the first shot or the next one. And so Daryl brings it up. And I'm thinking to myself, I know that. And Mike, of all guys, because he was never a nervous guy, he was such a relaxed goalie. And then all of a sudden, he went through a stretch where, like, he just couldn't help himself. And it was all through nerves, right? Because your coach now has brought it up. Okay, you two guys have to stop letting in the first shot. And now that's the first thing your brain thinks about, right? It doesn't help anything.
Kelly, last night the Penguins were in Calgary. Exciting game. Went to I think 7-round shootout, an extended shootout, and now the Oilers get the Penguins with yet another defenseman out. Cody Ceci is out, so we expect Marcus Niemelainen to make his NHL debut. We've seen Broberg play 4 games. Chris Russell's playing way more than he usually would. You know, Bouchard's going to have to take more on here. Is this a case for the I know teams always say simplify the game, but is that even more important now for Edmonton tomorrow?
100%. I love that Pittsburgh team last night. By the way, the game was fantastic to broadcast because there was a real intensity to it. You know, early on, sometimes in a season, it can be a fast-paced game. There can be energy and so on, but this one had that added element of intensity. So it was excellent. The Oilers are going to really be challenged. I'm sure they're up to that challenge because they're off to such a great start. But because of the goaltending that Pittsburgh is getting right now from Tristan Jarry, and you're familiar with him for his Oil King days, but that's a really good team. That top line, too, with Crosby, Gensel, and Rodriguez is terrific. That Rodriguez has really provided a different element on that line. He's a real good puck support player, and Crosby has talked about it, how he finds himself in really good positions. So Rodriguez likes to work down low, also like Crosby does. And then Gensel's just, world-class talent. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I'm looking forward to watching it again tomorrow.
All right, Kelly. Well, I always enjoy having you on the show. We will do this, of course, next week. I'll see if I can find another thrilling video clip from your career.
With an .839 save percentage, please.
I'm going to have to call somebody who did games for the Indianapolis Checkers and see if I can get any play-by-play for them.
Right.
See if there's an archive for that.
I like it, bud. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Take care, Kelly. That is Kelly Rooney checking in. Of course, joins us every week, presented by Sentinel Storage. Shop Canadian, store Canadian, try 4 weeks free. Visit sentinelstorage.ca. Always love having Kelly on the show, and we do expect, hopefully a good game. Going to be another challenging game here for an Oilers defense corps that is getting increasingly depleted. Nurse out, Keith out, Cuckoo out, and now Cody Ceci out and Marcus Niemelainen.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Up from the minors. Craig McTavish is coming up between 6:30 and 7. We'll call a quick timeout. It's Inside Sports on Chet. All right, so So no Oilers practice today. They canceled it. Cody Ceci in COVID protocol. The morning skate is scheduled for tomorrow, and the game against the Penguins, 8 o'clock at Rogers Place. Face-off show on 6:30. Ched will start at 6. Part of a very special day on our station tomorrow. It's Santa's Day in support of 6:30 Ched Santa's Anonymous. Of course, we want to see every child receive a new toy at Christmas. And it's been a difficult year for many, so the need is greater than ever. Now, here's how you can donate tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. 587-416-1000. 587-416-1000. That is the phone number for Santa's Day tomorrow. Of course, you can donate online whenever you want. Whenever you want. Simple to remember, santasanonymous.ca. So that is Santa's Day tomorrow on 6:30 Ched in support of 6:30 Ched Santa's Anonymous. This is our second annual Santa's Day. It was, the way that many of you stepped up last year for Santa's Day was just incredible. And if you're able to help out at all this year, of course, I was going to say we'll appreciate it at 6:30 Ched, but I think a lot of families and a lot of kids will appreciate it much, much more, of course. Also coming up on Saturday, that's December 4th, it's the Teddy Bear Toss game for the Oil Kings. They're going to be taking on Moose Jaw. This also helps out Santa's Anonymous. You can still get tickets available through oilkings.ca. And I went to Rogers Place today for the Teddy Bear Toss jersey unveil. So Jake Neighbors, the captain of the Oil Kings, and the four alternate captains all modeled the jerseys, which once again, go with the jersey on a teddy bear theme. So there is, it looks like they are skating teddy bears. Like instead of the socks they're wearing, look like fur. They did this in 2019 and they brought back the theme. Now also honoring, you know, frontline workers with the jersey kind of looks like a medical smock. Is that the right term? And there's a pocket full of pens on the jersey and a stethoscope around the neck. So that was pretty cool. The Teddy Bear Toss game is so unreal. I talked to Jake Neighbors about it. We're going to get to that a little bit later on. They're going to try to break the record from 2019, 16,491 bears. Oh my goodness. Now, you know, go to the Oil Kings website to find out about the COVID protocols and all that kind of stuff. And you can obviously bring bears in. You got to follow some bag requirements there, but you can bring the bears in. And if you bring five or more bears, then you can be entered to win a special prize as well. So that's the Oil Kings Teddy Bear Toss game coming up on Saturday. Mac T is coming up next on Inside Sports.
6:30 Ched Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 6:30 Ched.